PlayStation VP of Marketing. We've got with us Asad Quizzlebash. Good morning, Asad. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Bruce. Morning, Craig. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, let's talk about it. People started at this time, maybe you're looking at their old systems or new systems and want to get games, especially for the holidays. When can they start getting some good deals on these things?
Yes, yeah, so our promotions run from November 18th through the 29th, and we've got great discounts on a new PlayStation 4 bundle, PlayStation VR, great time for people to jump into virtual reality, a whole selection of DualShock 4 controllers, and some of our select best games of the year as well.
So what would be considered some of the best games? What are people craving? What do they want to play on these PlayStations?
Yeah, so right now, one of our hot games right now is our Marvel Spider-Man game by Insomniac Games, incredibly highly rated game, an early contender for Game of the Year. It's a partnership with Insomniac, who are a fantastic studio, and Marvel, to create really the Spider-Man fantasy where you can web-sling across New York City. It's a great action-adventure game.
What about those who are more into sort of maybe the fantasy or sort of mythical type of things, too?
Yes, another great game is called God of War. This is one of our biggest well-known franchises for PlayStation, and set in Norse mythology. And you play this a father and son going through this incredible world where if you're into mythology, into fantasy. That's a fantastic game, highly rated, and another game that's a contender for Game of the Year as well. And that's going to be available for $24.99.
What if somebody is new to getting into this, or this is the first sort of foot into this sort of realm? What advice do you have for them?
Yeah, so I think if you're new to gaming, we have a great bundle. It's a 1 terabyte PlayStation 4 hardware bundle for $199. So 1 terabyte means, you know, really big capacity to store games. It includes Marvel Spider-Man game, which again, it's actually quite an easy and fun game to get into if you're new to gaming. We also have a discount on our PlayStation Plus, 1 year PlayStation Plus for $39.99. That's ability to access and play multiplayer and have access to our big online community, and you also get free monthly games. I would definitely look at that. I think that's probably the best thing for someone who's getting into the gaming.
What do you have advice for ones that maybe you want families to participate in? Sometimes gamers sort of think maybe in a sort of a loner type of a situation. What about those who family, you know, young and old, want to participate together?
Yes, so we have a lot of games that have co-op experiences where you can play with other people. I would say for families, a really great way that's a fun family way to get into gaming is actually through PlayStation VR. Now, I know it seems like a very solo experience where you've got the headset, but what's great about VR is that it's easier to get into games because it's you don't have to use that complicated controller. And we've got a great bundle for $199 that includes Astrobot Rescue Mission, which is a great family-friendly title. And again, very easy to play. And I would recommend that's a great way to get into gaming.
You've been involved with the PlayStation folks for quite a number of years, even over a decade now. Have you seen how things have changed, and are you can you believe the way the technology has allowed gaming to advance so much?
Yeah, it really shocks me every single day. I think the biggest thing what I've seen that a technology allows games to do is actually make them more emotional, more real. And I think if you look at games now versus when I started, you know, over 10, 12 years ago, is the storytelling and the emotion, and it's something that rivals any entertainment experience, that rivals any movies. And I think that's what technology's allowed it to do for us to be able to tell these great stories.
And that requires a lot of talented folks to come up with sort of these other worlds. That must be, you know, there must be a lot of creative folks behind you there.
Oh, absolutely. I think the studios, the developers, the size of these teams are huge. I mean, people really think of gaming as, are these, you know, small teams making these tiny little games? I mean, video games now is a huge entertainment phenomenon across the world. It's to a point where I think back of the day, I think you'd maybe have one person in your family who plays games, but I think now you're seeing gaming across all platforms. All people are into gaming now. It really is a thriving industry, and then it's a great time for people to get into some of these more immersive games that we have.
Right. I never knew that there was sort of a whole, like, a soundtrack music industry created out of gaming, too. That seems to be another compartment to this.
No, that's right. And I think also, I think what you find is gaming is really crossed into more popular culture as well. Another thing is that you look at the generation now of adults who have kids, they're the ones who are brought up in gaming as well. And so now all the parents are introducing gaming to their kids because that's what they did when they were younger. So I think generationally you've seen that change over time. And also you look at popular sports athletes, they're all playing games as well. So it really is part of culture, part of pop culture now as well.
Right, and you mentioned sports, so there are obviously not only games that have to do with fantasy and other actions, the Gods of War, but there's also ones for people who just like the different sports. There's lots being out there. If people want to find out more about some of the games you've talked about or where the deals are, where's a good place to get some details on that?
Yeah, just go to PlayStation.com, and we've got all the info on all our hardware bundles, virtual reality, and all our great games.
Sounds good. Asad, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.